Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And in business, there is an order to the universe. In life, there's an order to the universe. If you think about it, there are so many things that remain the same. Yes, people have different personalities. They have different wants. They have different needs. But the basic operating systems of people, just like computers, is the same. Habit. People do things over and over again. For instance, in the morning, I walk into the office. The first thing I do is pull up the blinds, let the light in. The next thing I do is go to the computer and check and see if any emails have come in overnight, because since I'm in different time zones all over the country, sometimes people are up late at night and they're sending me an email, and is there anything I have to deal with? Then I go to my calendar, make sure that I am aware of what I have to do for today, make any notes, and then get right to it. I do the same thing every single day. And if you think about it, you do the same thing every single day, too. You have a routine about how you get up in the morning, how you get prepared to go to work, what you do when you get to work. And many, many people like routine. When they're outside of their routine, they don't know what to do. Now, in business, of course, we need to be flexible. We need to be able to change. We need to be able to take things that aren't working and make them work. But CEOs need consistency in their business planning and their thinking for success. You can't say to your coworkers, to your employees, do it this way today and do it that way tomorrow. You have to really decide what is the best way to do it and consistently do the same thing every single day until you find a better way. Once you find a better way, there is no problem whatsoever in absolutely changing to that better way, but then you need to be consistent. Think about sales. People are going out and for your company, and they're giving sales presentations. They're giving the same consistent sales presentations all the time. You have to look at those presentations, and you have to say, are those consistent presentations correct? Are they delivering the message? Consistency is one of the ways to success, but consistency with flexibility. Consistency with the flexibility to be able to change when something isn't working. Business people need to know that their employees need to know what to expect from them. Companies that you work for, that you sell to, need to know what you, they need to know what to expect from you. If you ship to them your product on an irregular basis, one time it comes in 2 days, the next time it comes in 20 days, sometimes it comes in 10 days, they're not going to know when it's going to arrive, and they're not going to want to do business with you. If you don't return phone calls promptly, if you consistently don't deal with problems, you're going to have a problem. So think about your business as something that needs to have order. Now, in entrepreneurial, small business, family business, we get into business and we do what we want to do, and that's why we're in business. But the challenge with that is as we grow bigger and as we grow staffing and as we grow salespeople and as we grow clients, we need to become, might I say it, dare I say it, more corporate. We need to have more routine. We need to have more plans. We need to have more procedures in place. We need to have an employee manual. We need to do all the things that we might have resisted and may have been the reason that we went into business in the first place. So think about it. Whatever you're doing, consistency is the answer. Make sure that you think things through, because once you implement them, it's not easy to change them, but there are times that things need to be changed. And if you are consistent in your thinking, and if you're consistent in your behavior, and you're consistent in your workflow, things will absolutely be absolutely incredible. That doesn't mean you shouldn't think outside of the box, by the way, as they say. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't be creative. It just means that you shouldn't be jumping around all the time from day to day. One day we do one thing, the next day we do the next. Okay? If you were the employee, how would you think about it? It wouldn't make you happy. You'd say, I don't know what to do. I don't know what they want from me. Let everyone around you know what you expect, what the company expects, what the company needs to be successful. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to your success, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.